treasures in heaven. We live in a world where everyone needs more to be happy. More money, more power, more fame, more recognition, and the list goes on and on. But the truth is, more things cannot make anyone happy. That's why people who have everything from the worldly perspective go into depression and commit suicide. It's not about how much wealth or fame you accumulate on this earth, but the value of it. Everything you earn in this world has value till the death of your life, but it has no eternal value. If you don't have anything that has eternal value, you won't find any meaning with the materials of this world. That's one of the main reasons rich people go into depressions, because they are unable to find true joy or meaning in their lives. Because the truth about the temporary value of their accumulated wealth haunts them. Once a rich man died, and his friend came to the funeral and asked his other friend how much he left in this world, and the friend replied, "Everything." As a child of God, we are not called to store up our treasures on this earth, but to store our treasures in heaven, which is eternal. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal." There is no safe place on earth. No matter how advanced a security system you have, you can probably secure it from thieves for some point, but still not 100%. Even a natural disaster can ruin all the materials you have stored up for yourself on this earth. Why do you want to waste your time and energy, above all God-given precious one life, for something that can be destroyed by moths, vermin, thieves, or even a natural disaster? That's such a poor decision. Store up your treasures in heaven, secured eternally under the hands of the Almighty God. It's a privilege God has given us to store our treasures in heaven. How can you store your treasures in heaven? Firstly, walk in the ways of God. Lead a righteous life. Seek first the kingdom of God. Love each other as God loved you. Be generous. These are the few ways among many ways that bring eternal value and meaning to your life. Is it easy? No. But when you try hard with a genuine heart and seek God's help, He will help you become a man who leads this life with eternal value. Nothing is more significant than pursuing this life with the principles of God. Everything else gives you temporary pleasures and later leaves you in the emptiness of this world. As you listen to me, ask yourself, do you have anything which has eternal value, or are you living with the temporary pleasures and the material things this world has offered you? Jesus Christ is coming back soon, so before it's too late, submit your life to God and cry out to God with a sincere heart, "Lord, help me live a life with eternal value." And God is ready to hold your hands and walk you through in His ways. Thank you for tuning into EGM Inspirations. Engage, inspire.